In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday today, the 30th day of July. Good as always to have you along, everybody. It will perhaps not come as a surprise that one spells uncertainty in this economy late July 2018, not in the conventional way. Here at Marketplace and in much of corporate America, uncertainty starts with a T, it ends with ARIFs, and it gets us to our lead story today, the betwixt and between nature of corporate profits at this moment. The industrial giant Caterpillar largely shrugged off the T word today. It raised its outlook for the year and reported a near doubling of quarterly profits, even as its materials costs, think steel and aluminum, might go up by as much as $200 million American dollars. Tyson Foods, meanwhile, the chicken and pork people, cut its forecast for the year, blaming T word-induced uncertainty. Marketplace's Amy Scott gets us going by laying out the current corporate landscape.
Tyson joins companies like Harley-Davidson, Whirlpool, GM, and Ford, warning investors of lower profits ahead thanks to tariffs. Tariffs can make their products more expensive to make and hurt sales.
There's always a worry du jour among CFOs who tend to be a nervous lot in terms of quarterly calls. I don't think it's that big of a macro issue at this point.
That's Barry Bannister, head of institutional equity strategy at Stifel. Caterpillar's executives seem to agree today, saying they'll absorb higher steel and aluminum costs by raising prices on construction equipment. Analyst Elizabeth Vermillion covers industrial stocks for CFRA.
Listening into a lot of other calls in the space, price increases are not uncommon, and so I think customers at this point are pretty expectant of that.
Recreational vehicle maker Polaris says it's also raising prices on boats and snowmobiles. Coca-Cola is charging more for a can of soda. The strong economy gives companies some wiggle room, says Beth Ann Bovino, U.S. chief economist at S&P Global Ratings.
And of course, we have that nice tax package that helps kind of cushion some of that blow from higher prices at the mall. So I think businesses can feel that they can pass on some of those component costs to the consumer and still not really dent the demand for their products.
But she says uncertainty over where the trade war is headed could weigh on future growth.
So that guidance that businesses give to investors is clouded, and that, I think, is one concern that everybody faces.
Whether corporate executives share their concerns publicly or not. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.